Lipstick Is On with Tempest Storm.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Lies and Lipstick podcast. Or should I say welcome back. This is your host, Tempest. I have not recorded an episode. It feels like weeks. I really don't know when the last Lies and Lipstick episode was, but it feels like it's been a couple of weeks. We have been on hiatus. We took a little break, and this episode is going to be like a mini catch-up, and I'm going to tell you why we took a break, etc. So let's get right into it. So it is February 11th. It is Sunday. I am recording from Chicago. Tomorrow I will be on my way to Los Angeles. So I'm super excited to get away from the snow and into the sun and get to see a couple of my friends. But I'm there for business. So we'll see how that goes. But the reason I took an hiatus from Lies and Lipstick is because I am launching a business February 14th called Fits for Yoga. And Fits for Yoga is a yoga store that sells yoga clothing, but the clothes could be used for Pilates, working out period, whatever floats your boat, but we're gearing it towards yoga. I love yoga. I've been taking yoga classes since I was in college. Do I have all the poses down pat? No, I do not. I kind of stopped taking classes for a while, and now I'm just getting back into the groove. But this whole store thing came about is because I wanted to own something. I wanted to have ownership of something. And so maybe like the year before last, I was on the market looking for a place to purchase in Chicago. But I didn't, really see anything or fall in love with anything that was on the market, and it was barely anything on the market at that time. And so I'm back to renting. But it's kind of like I want to have something that nobody or no one can take away from me. And I kind of had that attitude when I, decided to be a dog mom when I got my dog Chanel. That was kind of my attitude when I started searching for a condo to purchase. And now, I still have that same attitude. What can I own that I have that, it's just me, that no one can, manipulate or change or, take away. And so I decided to go into entrepreneurship. And I'm a leader. I consider myself a boss in so many ways. But entrepreneurship is never a lane that I considered. But when I think about my career and how I really have to rely on someone else to say, hey, you're talented enough to be here, and someone else signs my check, it really kind of pisses me off, to be honest. So I've decided to be my own boss and sign my own check and have a 24/7, revenue coming in. So that's that. It's called Fits for Yoga. The reason I decided to do yoga and clothing, of course, I love fashion. I was headed to a yoga class, and like maybe a couple of hours before, like I was just searching online for like yoga shirts because I knew I was going to start practicing again. Because I've been kind of on this spiritual journey, and that kind of ties in with it for the past 6 months. But I didn't really see anything, nothing came up, throughout Google. So I thought it was a great opportunity for me to, open up a yoga clothing store. And I'm super excited. I've been working super hard on it. But I am still dedicated to the podcast. I still love using my voice and just audio and sound and all of that. So I'm still doing that, but I had to, push something away to make time for that, because it is a you know, online store, and it's a lot of things that go into that, and it's not as easy as it may seem. So February 14th, that's when it launched, and it's gonna, you know, be kind of like a big push on my social media and advertisement and all that good stuff. So again, I'm super nervous, but I'm also super excited. But I haven't even got to the meat of what this episode is about, and you know, piggyback, I don't know if that's the correct term, of what I was talking about, like owning something, having something of yours. And one thing I forgot to mention is when I created Lies and Lipstick, when we finally created the pilot, the, you know, visual for it, and it was mine. It was my project, you know. I wrote it, I produced it, I created it. And saying, you know, my might sound selfish, but everything that I'm creating that comes from the heart, that's from me, is, you know, shared with the world. And I think that's important, because I think, you know, we get caught up in somebody else's dream and, you know, working for someone else and not really following our own passions and, you know, staying true to the gifts and talents that God gave us. And I get it, you know, you have to pay bills. I have to pay bills like anybody else. And, you know, you kind of get sucked in. But I'm pulling myself out of that. And instead of, you know, scrambling for a dollar and reaching for all these small opportunities, why don't I create an opportunity for myself? And that's easier said than done, because I've heard that for years, like, create your own opportunity. Your own opportunities. And even when I created Lies and Lipstick, it was definitely like a lot of challenges to even get it filmed, and it's still not at the point where I want it. But I am fully emerged down this path of just creating, and doing what feels right in my heart, and just, you know, praying that the rest of the pieces will, you know, come together, and I'll be financially stable and be able to live out this dream. So I hope, you know, to anyone that's listening out there, that you find something in this world that's yours. And that can be a lot of things. For me, it depends on where I was at in my time of, you know, life or whatever. When I decided to be a dog mom, a dog owner, or whatever you want to refer to it, I was going through a breakup. So I wanted something to love me that I knew, you know, wouldn't go away within like a couple of months. And so Chanel came into my life. When I created Lies and Lipstick, I just felt this urge, this need to tell a story that was part of my story that needed to be released. I had just ended, you know, a whole chapter in my life. I just finished college and, you know, everything that goes in with that. Not only just the education part, but the dating scene and, you know, all the lessons you learned during that stage of your life. And so that's where Lies and Lipstick was created. And, you know, here we have the podcast. Because I created it around the same time. And now I have this business that I started. And this comes from just a place in my life of, you know, really tired of someone else controlling, you know, the amount that I get paid, or, you know, deciding whether or not I should work on this show or this film or whatever. So I kind of wanted to have more control. So even if you pass on me and say, no, we're not going to have you, Tempest, work on this TV show, then I'm okay, because I have something else that I'm passionate about that I could work on that, you know, works for me, that I'm the boss of. So that was important to me. And so my whole point is that I really hope that you find something that's yours and that no one can take away. And again, that could be, you know, multiple things. And of course, it's, you know, not healthy to be possessive. But I think living on this earth can be very challenging. It could be hard. It could be very easy to get off the right path. So you have to find, you know, some balance, and you have to find something that brings you back to your core, brings you back to the middle. And sometimes, you know, being able to say, this is my spot in the world, or this is just mine, this is something that I created and added to the world, helps you maintain that balance. So that's what this podcast is about. We are still working and developing the podcast, trying to incorporate the interviews and just build it up. But again, I am an artist, so I have to feel comfortable and, you know, just really feel it. I don't want anything to be forced. And anybody who, you know, is creative totally understands that mindset. But I hope you guys support me in my new venture. And I hope you tune in next week to another episode. And I hope you, you know, continue on this journey with me, because I feel like it's definitely going to be a good year. January was very upsetting, but February feels good. It feels like this is when the new year is starting. I know the Chinese New Year starts this month. But a year ago, my heart was shattered and broken into two, and I, you know, really didn't have an outlet for that. And to see where I'm at now, a year from that moment, I feel great. I'm very positive. And I just want to keep creating. And I want to see my projects, you know, and businesses at this point grow legs and, you know, turn into something magnificent, something that I never imagined. So, yes, please stay on this journey with me. And if you guys have anything that you own or something that's just yours that you would like to share with me, you can always tweet me at Lives and Lipstick. That is the official Twitter for this podcast. Or, you know, the comments on where the podcast is posted. You can, you know, always write there. But, yes. Find out what makes you tick, find out what you love, and find out how to get it. Until next time, bye-bye. Hey guys, so I'm going back and I'm listening to the episode. I said a lot, so I apologize about that, but I don't want to give the impression to people out there listening, especially if it's your first time listening. See, I'm saying it again. My radio teacher in college would literally kill me if she heard this. Oh my God, it's like a habit. Okay, let's not get stuck on that. But I don't want people out there listening to think like, oh, she's the entrepreneur, she's starting her business. That is true, but I am also a producer. And I'm starting to learn that I am going to be many things on this earth. I have a talent for television and film and creating it and producing it. And I hope to one day be a showrunner and that my ideas make it to, you know, a digital platform such as, or streaming platform you could call it, such as Netflix or, you know, a network. So that is number one, but entertainment is entertainment. And if you know anything about moguls such as Oprah, Diddy, Jay-Z, they have more than one stream of revenue, which is why I decided to go through the entrepreneur lane. Because even though I do want to work on sets and I want to work on shows, you know, being a slave to that idea that this is the only way that I can get money is something that I had to break. So yes, I'm still producing, but I am also being an entrepreneur and starting a business that I am passionate about, and I'm a podcaster. So I just wanted to be clear in case it's your first time listening. Just go after as many dreams as you can and just be happy. So thank you, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.